Sunday Tama Talk.
Happy day, everyone, and Happy New Year. It's Sunday, and this is your Sunday morning Tama Talk by Venerable Dr. Prat Rajan Wisit. Dr. Prat Rajan Wisit is one of Thailand's most eminent meditation masters, Buddhist scholars, and educators. He currently serves as national coordinator for all provincial meditation institutes in Thailand, as well as the revered abbot of Wat Lungpaso Thammakayaram in Damnern Sarawak district of Ratburi province. I'm Prat Krubadika Dr. Barton Yanatiro from the United States, and I'll be your interviewer. Welcome, Venerable Dr. Prat Rajan Wisit. We look forward to starting the new year with some more of your inspiring wisdom. This will be our 31st broadcast, going stronger than ever. Can you please review briefly what we have covered last time?
Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. Last time, we reflected on the gratitude that we all owe to Thailand for the generous nurturing that we have received. The Pali word for gratitude is katanyu. It means recognizing that one has been the recipient of valuable help and feeling thankful for the kindness. Katanyu is usually paired with katawati, meaning expressing this feeling in words and deeds. Lord Buddha identified two types of people who are very hard to find in this stingy world. First is the initial benefactor, Pupakari, who selflessly volunteers help. Second, even harder to find, is the recipient who recognizes his debt and does something to repay it, Katanyu Katawati. Lord Buddha said four things are necessary for entry into heaven: right action, right speech, right thought, and gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful virtue for overcoming our natural tendencies towards greediness. We should recognize our interconnectedness, appreciating how the foundation of knowledge stored in our country's social and cultural heritage and the efforts of our parents, teachers, and friends have all contributed to our own successes. The conflict originated with the coup d'etat of September 19, B.E. 2549, became institutionalized in the Constitution of B.E. 2550 that rescinded the sovereignty of the Thai people, replacing it with domination by a privileged elite. This clash has continued to engulf Thailand until today, disrupting political, governmental, and economic development, as well as the nation's reputation as a land of smiles, foreign investment, and the tourist industry. Those who love their country advise both sides to step back and reduce level of conflict. Such cooperation, however, is not yet feasible. The conflict will continue as long as the underlying root cause remains unknown and not eradicated. Those with higher mindfulness, wisdom, and understanding of karma are few. If there were more people with wisdom, the conflict might be solved through negotiation and compromise. Therefore, I urge all of us to practice according to Lord Buddha's teachings by establishing right mindfulness, making our minds peaceful, and contemplating the benefits our nation provides as a place to live and earn a living. Let us all work together to protect our country and solve these conflicts, tracing the cause of the cause back to the root cause of the problem, seeing clearly who or what is at the center of the problem, giving rise to these escalating conflicts between the popular majority and a small clique of powerful elites that threatens to sink our nation into a catastrophic morass of bloodshed. Then, Let us work together to extinguish each and every cause, following six behavioral principles. First, the principle of the right behavior in accordance with the five precepts, the law, the rules of responsible authorities, and the majority or consensus of the general public. Second, the principle of appropriate behavior in accordance with the people, social situation, time, and place involved. Third, the principle of behaving with a pure mind free from the influence of greed, hatred, and delusion. Fourth, the principle of behaving fairly with justice, not subject to prejudice or bias stemming from love, desire, hatred, delusion, or fear. Fifth, the principle of behaving with sacrifice, being ready to give up one's own happiness for the benefit of the majority. Finally, sixth, behaving with the Brahma-vihara principles of loving-kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. Collectively, such joint behavior can foster peace and prosperity for our whole country.
Thank you very much, Dr. Rajan Wisit. Now, Venerable Sir, what is our topic for today?
Today, we continue with a similar theme. Our topic is that social harmony brings peaceful happiness. Lord Buddha stated this in the Kutaka Nikaya as follows. Ekadammo bhikkhave loke upajamano upajati pahuchana hitaya pahuchana sukhaya pahuchana sa athaya hitaya sukhaya teva manusanang katamo ekadammo sankasa samakhi. One dhamma bhikkhus arising in the world bears great help and happiness for everyone, help and happiness for both angels and humans. What is that dhamma? It is social harmony.
Is there social harmony in Thailand today?
Throughout the 3 years since the military coup d'etat of September 19, BE 2549, the Thai populace have been besieged by the multitude of national, political, economic, and social problems. Initially, the conflict was defined as Red Church versus Yellow Church. Red Church represented the broad-based supporters of the democratically elected Thaksin government, which was forcibly overthrown by the military coup. Yellow Church represented powerful Bangkok elites supporting the coup group. But Red Church supporters have since prevailed in two successive elections, and Yellow Church supporters have dwindled to insignificance. Despite Red Church successes in the polls, however, an invisible hand intervened to form the current government, led by the second-place Democrat Party. Thus, present conflicts are between the Red Church, the current government, and powerful elites. There are three root causes underlying the conflict. First, the conflict stems from a small core group of persons, not society as a whole. This is a band of powerful people who do not agree with public opinion. The conflict originates with this group and spreads out to those supporting each faction. Second is the clash between the authoritarian paternalism of Bangkok elites and the democratic ideals espoused by the national electorate. Neither of these truly reflects the Thai political system. The majority seem to agree that a mixture of democracy and monarchy like that embodied in the Constitution of BE 2540 works best. The powerful clique behind the current conflict, however, seems to place itself above the law and has instigated dishonorable dirty tricks. They publicize the offenses of others, but cannot recognize their own transgression. 3. Finally, those who study Buddha Dhamma will understand that the conflict ultimately stems from defilements or kilesa, cravings or tanha, and attachment or upadana, which condition the minds of those without wisdom to behave selfishly with greed, anger, aggression, jealousy, hatred, and violence, potentially leading to killing each other. When conflict arises, well-intentioned people try to help by pointing out right and wrong or providing helpful comments. But those with wrong intentions always look for the mistakes of others and seek to convince the crowd to follow their way. This is like pointing the index finger at others while the remaining three fingers point at oneself. Thus, conflict is spreading increasingly across the country, slowing political, governmental, social, and economic development, and raising concern that it could one day lead to the fall of the nation.
Thank you very much, Venerable Sir. Now, specifically, what can we do to help resolve this conflict?
Lord Buddha listed six main causes of conflict leading to schism in the Sangha. They are, number one, being easily angered or holding a grudge. Number two, being arrogant or conceited, disparaging others and acting brazenly. Number three, being jealous, resentful or stingy. Number four, being deceitful, hypocritical or boastful. Number five, being addicted to obscene pornography. And number six, being obstinate about one's own view, not ready to listen to others. Those who do not practice the three trainings, morality, concentration, and developing wisdom, are likely to be overwhelmed by such factors. Those who lack gratitude to their nation can be easily overpowered by wrong view and ensnared in bitter conflict. It is hard for them to remain honorable, objective, and wise. Lord Buddha concludes, even if one bestows all treasures and lands on those who lack gratitude, they always find fault. It is impossible to satisfy them. Finally, Lord Buddha has taught six Saranayatam, or act of conciliation for overcoming conflict, which can help us solve the current problems engulfing Thailand. These are, number one, Metta Kayakam, being amiable in all deeds, both public and private. Number two, Metta Vachikam, being amiable in all speech, both public and private. Number three, Metta Manokam, being amiable in all thoughts, both public and private. Number four, Sataranapoki, sharing all lawful gains with virtuous fellows. Number five, Sila Samanyata, keeping without blemish all rules of conduct. And number six, Titi Samanyata, being endowed with right view in both public and private. Titi Samanyata also includes acting in accordance with such right view. For example, supporting a true constitutional monarchy regime with valid sovereignty based in the populace. The people then surrender their sovereignty to the king, and the king governs in three ways. Number one, via public administration through the cabinet. Number two, via legislation through parliament. And number three, via justice through the court system.
Thank you very, very much, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. We deeply appreciate your profound wisdom regarding these crucial issues. Now, would you please lead us for a few moments of meditation?
Today, we will begin by requesting the five precepts first, and then continue on to meditation.
Mayang Pante, We sing Wusung Rakanataya De Saranena Saha Banja Silani Yajama Tutiambi Mayang Bante. Wusung Rakanataya De Saranena Saha Banja Silani Yajama Datiambi Mayang Bante. Wusung Rakanataya De Saranena Saha Banja Silani Yajama.
Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa.
Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa.
Buddhang saranang kacchami.
Buddhang saranang kacchami.
Dhammang saranang kacchami.
Dhammang saranang kacchami.
Sanghang saranang kacchami.
Sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Datiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Datiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Datiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Datiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Panatipata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Panatipata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures.
Atinatana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Atinatana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
Kamesu micchacara veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Kamesu micchacara veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from unlawful sexual activity.
Musavata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Musavata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from incorrect speech.
Sura meraya macchapamatthana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Sura meraya macchapamatthana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating drinks and drugs which lead to carelessness.
Imani pancha sikkhapadani silena sukhating yanti.
Sathu.
Silena bhoga sampada.
Sathu.
Silena nipputing yanti tatsama silang visothaye.
Sathu.
Prostrate three times to the Buddha statue, if available. Now, we begin meditation. We sit upright in a regular meditation posture, cross-legged, as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left, palm turned upwards, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight, and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath and relax the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly. Do not press them. We use two aids, a mantra, Samma Arahant, and an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Aloka Kasinya, or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body, and the mind, components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness come together into oneness. Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the center of the body, 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the navel. Rest your mind inside the sphere and repeat Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang continually and mindfully. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Focus your mind there, stop still. When the mind stops peacefully, still at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Place your mind there. Stop still. Eventually, a bright, clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm in equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahang. Just concentrate at the center of the Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus, which gives rise to this body and this mind. You choose experience greatest happiness you have ever known, not happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within, due to being fully pure from the 5 hindrances. Now, let us take a moment to apply our calm concentration to contemplating the body as it really is. Take one hair from the top of your head. Bring it in to the center of the sphere at the center of the body. Examine it as if under a microscope. See the root of the hair. See how dirty they are, all covered with grease. Can you smell it? This is the real nature of the hair that we fuss over and prize so much. From now on, let us contemplate to see that the hair is subject to change, for example, from black to gray, which means anicchang, and then it falls out, becomes impermanent, and causes suffering or dukkhang. Finally, it scatters and no longer belong to you or anybody else, anatta. Practice contemplating this back and forth to create the right wisdom that all compound things such as hair on the head and hair on the body, finger and toenails, the teeth in the mouth, and skin are all impure, subject to change or anicchang, impermanent to come, and ultimately become non-self or anatta. This is an efficient method to develop the right wisdom to see compound things as they really are. This right wisdom helps to reduce sensual desire and attachment. Continue meditating as before by stopping still at the center of the center of the Dhamma sphere. When the concentration is just right, sphere after sphere pops up by itself from the center, each one inside the previous one. The spheres of sila, or moral behavior, samadhi, or concentration, panya, or wisdom, vimutti, or transcendence, and vimuttijan tasana, or insight, appear one after the next. Enter each sphere successively, and focus your mind still at the pinpoint of bright light or hollow spot at the center. When the mind stops still, a new sphere emerges. When you reach the inside sphere, you continue in the same way, stopping still at the center. Again, the center expands itself, but this time, instead of a new sphere, you see your own refined human body, sitting cross-legged in meditation position, facing the same direction as you are facing. Don't be startled. Just keep observing it looks very much like yourself. It has your own face, but it is brighter, purer, and more radiant. It may even be crystal clear. Take your time to make the body and its pedestal bright and clear. When you feel comfortable with the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the refined human body. Expand to feel the whole body. Feel the body from the inside. Feel the arms, feel the legs, feel the head, feel the toes. Say to yourself, I am the refined human body. I have become the refined human body. I have the refined human mentality. When you feel comfortable inside the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the sphere at the center of the refined human body. Focus on the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. The center expands itself, and you see your celestial body. For those who reach this state of mind, go on with the same procedure. As larger and larger, more and more radiant, bodies appear, become each more refined body, one by one, until you reach Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya looks like a transparent Buddha statue, very radiant, very pure. The Buddha statue, sitting cross-legged, is about 9 meters in height and width. Become Dhammakaya fully, right way. And now let us share all of the merits that we have made in this meditation and previously. Together with all of our loving kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe, we share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers and our friends. We share with our king and our queen and the whole royal family. May Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peacefully happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and nirvana. And now, we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. We reverently appreciate your excellent meditation instruction.
Happy New Year. May Lord Buddha bless all of you. We would like to invite you all to join us for meditation at Wat Luang Phosphat any Sunday. Our bus leaves from Watsakit, the Golden Mount Temple, at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all, beginning at 9:30, and Prabhat conducts an afternoon meditation session in English from 12 to 2 p.m. Please come join us. For details, please see our English website at www.meditationpark.org and www.dhammacenter.org or our Thai website at dhammakaya.org.
Sunday Dhamma Talk.